This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, a man came to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and he asked him, أي الصائمين أعظم أجرا? Who from among those who fast earn the most reward? So you see, the idea is when people are fasting, Ramadan, everyone is fasting, same hours, some people a few more hours, some less hours, but the idea is the entire ummah is fasting. But among all these people that fast, not everyone is equal in his reward. Some people earn more reward than others. So what is this determining factor that one person earns more reward than the other? This is what this man is asking in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From among all these people fasting, who's earning the most reward? فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم answered him and said, أكثرهم فيه لله ذكرا. Meaning, the most one who makes ذكر of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what determines that your reward of fasting was more than others. So if your fasting is filled with ذكر الله subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more ذكر in your fasting, the better than others you become in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the most important dhikr that earns a person really high rank and a station in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are two. Number one, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, to be said 100 times. Say it at least 100 times during the day while you're fasting. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that the one who says subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times, no one will be better than him on the day of judgment, except someone who said it more than him. And the other dhikr that carries the same reward, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that the one who says la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, 100 times earns 5 rewards, and that is 100 hasanat given to his account, 100 sayyat wiped away. Imagine this, who's committing 100 sins a day? The idea is, even if you're committing 100 sins a day, this dhikr 100 times is wiping this away. And number three, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that كان له حرزا من الشيطان حتى يمسي, and it would be a protection for him from the shaytan until the night. And then in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and no one would be better than him except a person who said it more than him. فيعني subhanAllah, increase your dhikr in fasting, and this would mean that بإذن الله you would be better than others. This is the determining factor. وابن القيم رحمه الله, he said that this is what determines who earns the most reward in a specific worship. If you are praying, for example, the more dhikr in your salat, this earns you more reward than others. And fasting is the same thing. Walhajj is the same thing. And zakat is the same thing. When everyone is doing one specific worship, the more dhikr you have in that worship, the better you are than others that perform the same worship. Wallahu a'lam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability and the strength and to always keep us in His remembrance. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, innahu waliyu dhalika al-qadiru alayhi. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.